Let me ask you, how many of you are mobile app developers who have published an app in the App Store today? And how many of those apps are rated 5 stars? It's kind of what I expected. Now, building a 5-star mobile app today is hard, but not impossible. It doesn't matter whether you're building an app for consumers or an enterprise line of business app. If your app is not up to the mark, then your users are simply going to stop using it, or they will, in the consumer space, because there are so many options available, they will start using another app. And that's why it's so hard. Now, if I want to build a 5-star rated app, what do? I must ensure that the app that I am building and releasing to my users, it's something where I am releasing features that are really loved by my users. I'm fixing bugs that bother my users. And how do I do that? I have to be doing that at a very fast cadence. I have to build my app faster, I have to test my app faster, and I have to release my app faster. And that's where Visual Studio Mobile Center's super fast, efficient, and well-integrated mobile development pipeline comes in handy. I'm Piyush Joshi, and I'm really excited to have you all in this theater session. And at the end of the session, I sincerely hope that you all are as excited about Mobile Center as I am, and you go away, integrate Mobile Center into your apps today, and just get the benefit out of that so that your app users can keep coming back to your app day after day after day and rate it full 5 stars. Now, speaking of 5 stars, when I was growing up, I was really fascinated by these trivia quiz games. And my favorite of them all was to guess which logo belongs to which company. So I went ahead, years later, when we had this big app boom, everyone is, you know, creating mobile apps, I created this game called for this logo quiz, and I also published it in the Windows App Store at the time. And I proudly called it Logo Crazy. Now, it went on to get me 3.5 stars, which was pretty decent. However, it was my first foray into building a mobile app, and I quickly realized how complex the world is. There are just so many different tools and products that you have to integrate, not just into your mobile app, but also into your mobile app development lifecycle. You want to understand your users' behavior, you integrate analytics product. You want to understand your crashes, you integrate another product. If you want to do build, test, distribute, there are yet other products out there. So it becomes a very complex mess of different SDKs and different portals that you have to go through. And that's how we came up with the idea of Visual Studio Mobile Center. So it's one product which provides you all the services which are required for you to build, test, develop, and do a lot more with your mobile app. And we consider it as the mission control for all your mobile apps. And we think of it as the one umbrella in which all the services that you ever need as a mobile app developer, they are all here. In fact, Visual Studio Mobile Center is the next version of several of the products that you may have heard or even used before, like Hockey App, Xamarin Insights, Azure Mobile Engagement, and CodePush. So let's start with a demo so that I can actually show you what Mobile Center is. So that's me. So you start with going to aka.ms/mobilecenter, and this is the only link that you really need to know. So you come to Mobile Center. The service is in preview today, so you can get started for free. Click on this blue button, and then you come to our homepage. You can register and sign in with your GitHub account, Microsoft account. We also now support Facebook, Google, and simple username and password. So for this demo, I'm using a GitHub account. So I move on to GitHub. So now you see a list of all the mobile apps that you have created. You start with creating a new app here. So you provide a name, and I really came up with this very, very creative name. call it build demo. So today we support iOS and Android, and just yesterday we launched support for UWP apps. And you can create these apps either natively or using React Native or Xamarin. So you create the app, and then once you create the app, you can look at all the services which are available to you to the left side. So we have categorized these services into three broad pillars. The first set is what we call as the mobile DevOps lifecycle services, which provide you ability to build, test, and distribute, and which is the focus of this session. The second pillar is the services, which allow you to do continuous monitoring of your app once it's released in the wild, so that you can understand who your users are, how they are using the app. You can get stack traces and fix crashes. So those services are our analytics and crashes service. And finally, we are also surfacing up all the Azure services that you may have heard or used into Mobile Center. So specifically, we have push service. So push service will allow you to do push notifications. And this is kind of the first version of it. We are continuously working on it to get more and more services here for you. Now, to start getting set up with the mobile development pipeline, you start with the build service, so which is here. Now, it's very easy. You just bring wherever your code is. So your code can reside in GitHub. It could be in Visual Studio Team Services, or it could be in Bitbucket. And then you connect to that. So since I logged in with GitHub, I can connect to it. Now, the build service is looking into my account. It pulls down all the repositories which are in that account. So we will use this demo quiz app. And now the build service is looking at all the branches which are available in that repository. So we will set up the build configuration for the master branch. So we go here, set up the branch. Now, a lot of these settings that you will see here are specific to iOS app. For example, the project workspace, the Xcode version share scheme. But you can imagine that a lot of these settings are equally applicable to any app that you have. It could be an Android app, Xamarin app, Windows app. So the build service has automatically scanned the repository, and it has brought up the workspace shared scheme. You can specify what Xcode version you want. And the build frequency, this is most interesting. So what this means is, by setting up build this branch on every push, you are saying that every time I'm making a check-in into my repository, it will automatically kick off the build process for you. Optionally, you can also manually choose when to run the build. We will go with build this branch on every push. Now, by enabling this toggle, you're saying that whatever unit tests or UI tests are there as part of your solution, you can also run them. So if you enable this, we will look through any unit tests or UI tests that you have written using the XC test framework, which is an iOS supported framework, and we will run that as part of the build. So you're not just getting the build, you're also getting the validation through the build service. And finally, you can also sign the build by uploading the provisioning profile, which is here. And so these are the things that I have already downloaded from my Apple account. And again, this is specific to iOS, but if you want to sign an Android app, there are equivalent settings there. Now, this one is pretty cool, the test on a real device. Now, one of the worst things that can happen to you when you have, say, submitted a bug fix is that the build runs fine, it's successful. But say someone goes to install that build on their device and it fails to launch. And now that entire effort that you have spent in distributing that build was not useful at all. So what we have done, we own and we maintain a lot of these devices, and these are real physical devices in our data center. By enabling that toggle, you're saying that, okay, you create the build, and then try launching this build on a real device, and then see if that launch succeeded or not. And if that launch succeeded, then only we consider that build as successful. So you get a kind of, you know, a satisfaction that, yes, my build works on a device if I'm distributing it. Finally, you can also go ahead and distribute it to your test team. So again, it's part of this build, test, and distribute pipeline. And right now, since it was a new app, we only have one collaborator. But we will look at how you can create new distribution groups providing emails of all your testers. So this sets up the entire kind of pipeline where you can offload your build process to the build service, which will build your app, sign your app, do some basic test verification, and also distribute your app to your testers. Now think of the last time you did this for your app. Like, how long did it take for you? How many tools did you integrate into this process? I mean, just yesterday, I was talking to some customers who were at our booth, and by the way, our booth is right over here. So I was talking to some customers, and they said that just because of this build process, they are willing to onboard to Mobile Center. Because specifically, say, for iOS app, they don't have to maintain now, you know, like these Mac minis configured through some Jenkins server, and then you're struggling through this provisioning profiles and certificates, not anymore. You can just offload that entire pain onto us, and we will do that very efficiently for you. So that's the build service. But there is a lot more. So we'll talk about the test service. Now, think of the last time when you distributed your app to the App Store. On how many devices were you able to actually test it and verify it before you released it? Maybe 5, maybe 10. If you say 20, I'll be really surprised. But it's kind of a given, because we know that there are so many different OSs, so many different platforms, so many updates which keep coming out so frequently. And it becomes very tiring and difficult to own and maintain these bunch of devices, and then making sure that, okay, there is a new update, let's update my device. Okay, now there is something else, let's update this framework. So we have come up with this test service solution. As part of this test service, and this is backed by the Xamarin Test Cloud, we own and maintain over 2,000 devices in our data center, which you can choose to run your UI tests in over 400 different configurations. The only thing we ask you is, you write your UI tests in whatever framework that you're comfortable with, and then you bring it to the test service, and you start a new test run. So here you can select any of the devices that you want. And since this was an iOS app, the devices are pre-filtered for iOS. So you can select any number of devices. You can also filter based on the form factor. So if you want to test only on tablets, you can easily do that. So you move on, you select the devices. And then here, you have the test framework selection. So this is, again, iOS app specific, but if you are bringing an Android app, you can also do UI testing using the Android frameworks. For example, for Android, we support Espresso framework. So here, say Xe UI test, it's a pretty popular framework. So you select that, you move ahead. And now, for submitting the tests to our Mobile Center service, you require this command line interface tool today. And this command line tool, it provides you a lot more commands. So let's pick this one. I didn't want the Xcode. OK. So it provides a lot more commands to you. And as part of one of those, you can also submit these tests that you have written and the build to our test service. And once you run that test, you get some results. So since this test is going to take some time, I'm going to hop over to an app which already has these tests run. So let's move over to the test service. So let's check this one out. So this is kind of the test results page that you see. So I have this test results here. So you can see here that this test run was done on 12 devices. It failed on one of the devices, and 2 of the 3 tests pass. So you can further drill down into which was the test step that failed. So you can see that, OK, the filled personal info failed on this device. We actually capture screenshots for all of these different steps on the different devices. So you can see, OK, initial screen, filled contact info, then you have whatever, different steps, and we capture screenshots so that you know how the test is being run on that device. And then you can further drill down into where the test failed. So you can look at the logs, and you can see where the failure was. And then basically then this test you can fix in your application and then do a further release of your application. So again, this makes it very easy. You do not have to own or maintain any of the devices. We do it for you. And your mobile development cycle is super smooth. Let's talk about the distribute service next. So you created the build. Now you tested it on these devices. And you are very confident now that, yes, this is like a great build. This is something that I can distribute it to my testers. Now, how do we do that? Now, today you may be hosting that build somewhere and then sending some kind of an email to your testers and then saying that, hey, get this build. And then the tester will ask that, OK, what do I test? And then you provide some instructions. It's kind of, again, a lengthy process. So with this distribute process here, that kind of steps, those kind of steps are automated. When we were talking about the build service, we saw how you can set this up in a fully automated fashion. However, we also want that we understand that if for any reason you are not able to use our build service or for any of the other services for any reason, we still allow you to use the other services. For example, maybe you are already very happy with your build service today, and you only want to use our distribute service, we still let you do that. Like, we are not going to say that, hey, just get me a build only which is using our build service. No. You can build your app wherever you want. It could be on your local machine, in your Mac cluster that you had. You can just get that build, and you can distribute it through here. And the process is that you start with creating a new group. So I create a new group here, and I provide the email address of my testers. And that's it. So I create the group. So once the group is created, I can go ahead and distribute a release to that testers group. Once you have released, so let me show you here. Once you have released the application to your testers, they will get an email which will look something like this, which will have instructions of where to go to install the build, so your testers can then install that build on the device and can provide you real valuable feedback about your application. So that was kind of the build test distribute pipeline that we had. And what it allows you to do is to focus on your application. It allows you to not having to worry about this kind of all the process that goes with building, testing, and distributing. So let's switch over to the presentation. So our call to action, I would say, go sign in today to this our Visual Studio Mobile Center. You can just search for Visual Studio Mobile Center. We have our booth right over here, very next, very convenient location. We are also giving out free T-shirts, so definitely come talk to us. The source code for this app that I showed, it's on GitHub available, and it also has analytics and crashes SDKs integrated if you want to check them out. And definitely all the build session recordings are available on Channel 9. We have a bunch of related sessions. Most of them have happened now. However, if you are specifically interested in UWP apps and how it relates to Mobile Center, then you should just maybe grab lunch and then come here, because in another hour, we are going to have a UWP-focused session right in this theater. So just quickly grab lunch, and then you can come back. So definitely, that's all. Thank you for coming and taking the time. Thank you.